Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now,
the new woke version of Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Your body and your choice. Oh.
Cultural change is hard.
My choice is to have another drink and flirt with you.
Seriously, my choice is to get bombed, right. Make a bad sexual decision, take a plan B the next morning, and then forget about it and delete you off social media forever.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight and
safe,
tomorrow.
Guys. Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
Although I wouldn't want to be a medium, it's very hard. I mean, you're sucking energy from the other side.
I'm an extra large. I would love to be a medium.
Nailed it, Greg.
Did I nail that?
Nailed
with Dan Aykroyd.
Nailed it.
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
She wants to do them, but she's like, oh, people are going to talk. I can't. Oh, my mother. Oh, my father. Oh, take it out. Let me see.
I think I'm blushing now.
Playing the game, the tug of war at the door. He pulls her in for the kiss. He's like, come on, take your pants off.
Today's code word is pants.
And she's like, no, I can't. Okay, fine. I never do this. No condom? All right, fine, but just this once.
Watching them buy condoms.
Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
He's a top button, no tie guy. What are you, Amish? I mean, what, have you ever had sex?
Had sex recently.
Who does that?
Yeah, no.
Isn't that check his hymen.
Dr. Radowitz, room 4, Chris Sims, hymen check.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
When you go back to 96.9, Pebbles has a great tribute video.
There's
for
no way they give me a tribute video. They all stab me in the back unless it's a murder mystery.
Oh, if I saw the guy being murdered, I would say that was bad.
Oh, this is awkward.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
I'm going to drop this coochie on your lip.
Where the f*** are they all?
And a con.
Jesus Christ.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Know your stuff. Let's go.
It's a holiday, but we're here.
Hi.
It's a Patriots Monday. It's Veterans Day. And what is about half of the state have today off?
I think that's about right.
Everybody should have Veterans Day off. I mean, we're allegedly in the media, so
yes.
I understand why we have to work today. But
other people.
In honor of veterans everywhere, everybody ought to have the day off today.
Yes.
Hopefully traffic will be a little bit less voluminous than it normally is.
It wasn't for me this morning.
It wasn't?
It was pretty much on par.
Really?
Yeah. Which I was surprised by.
No, so maybe most people don't have the day off today then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, so instead of 2.5 hours to go 20 minutes, it'll only be like 1 hour and 20.
Yes,
yeah.
It should be somewhere along those lines.
Great.
If you would like to call and be on the show this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line anytime over the next 4 hours, and that is 37937. Boomer Esiason will join us in 1 hour at 7, and Tom Brady, even though it's a bye week, Tom Brady will join us at some point on this morning's show.
This is Lead.
Yes, Ken. Don't stop it. Stupendous guitar work.
You can't go wrong with that.
No.
Well, I'll tell you where the Patriots went wrong, Greg. Here on a Monday morning off the bye week. Boy, did they overestimate Gronk's love of Kraft and Brady. Here was this Ian Rappaport nugget over the weekend.
This is worth noting. Owner Robert Kraft, when Gronk was cleaning out his locker after his announcement, told him, we want you back for November, December, and the playoffs. They definitely want this to happen.
They wanted him back. Of course, that was their plan. This right. explains everything, why they didn't replace the tight end all offseason. And what they underestimated was the unhappy work environment over at Foxborough at Patriot Place. If McDaniels were coaching, Gronk would be back right about now. Kraft would have got his wish. But instead, it's Bill, and
it's
Gronk,
Bill.
He ain't coming back.
He doesn't like Bill. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes Bill.
Correctamundo.
Well, yesterday, Tom Brady was like the rest of us watching Red Zone, and he had to see the quarterback play across the NFL and say he can play as long as he wants. But more importantly, Drew Brees yesterday at home against the atrocious Atlanta Falcons, for the first time in his NFL career as a Saints quarterback, the team did not score an offensive touchdown. He was awful. He's been bad for about a calendar year now, and I just think Max Kellerman picked the wrong 40-year-old quarterback who fell off a cliff.
He is going to fall off a cliff.
So now we have Drew Brees falling off that cliff.
Yes, he
Curtis.
Fell off it yesterday in New Orleans.
Well, the AFC, it is wide open, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the New England Patriots have the driver's seat, and access to the number one seed in the playoffs will definitely run through Foxborough. But at this point, who they may encounter and who's going to give them their best run for their money. Lamar Jackson, Jitterbug Jesus with the six-spin move yesterday. The Titans topple the Chiefs. That is the most garbage defense in the NFL. All of a sudden, Greg, the Steelers have a defense. Nick Foles is coming back in Jacksonville. Hell, even the Browns won a game. I have no idea who they possibly could end up playing right now, but I think it is going to make for some of the most entertaining trash fire football over the next 7 weeks.
All
wide
right.
open.
All right. Danielle?
Japanese women are being told in many workplaces they can no longer wear eyeglasses because it makes them look cold and mean.
Hmm. Eyeglasses do?
Eyeglasses. Makes them look unapproachable for some reason. There's a big couple of hashtags about the glasses ban trending on Twitter, where a lot of Japanese women are voicing their displeasure against it. Employers are just basically saying, look, guys can wear glasses. That's fine. Women, don't wear glasses because it makes you look unapproachable.
I don't feel like glasses make women look mean.
No, I feel like mean women look make them look mean.
Yeah.
Like RBF makes them look mean.
I was going to say RBF is what makes you look mean, not the glasses that you have on your head.
Right. Yeah. Your attitude makes you look
seems
mean.
Seems pretty ridiculous.
Oh, I just figured out that acronym. Got it.
Behind today?
Yeah, no, just I don't say RBF too much. Usually it's LFG over here in Pat's Nation.
Well, how can we miss Hillary Clinton if she won't go away? Mark Penn, a top strategist on Hillary's campaign in 2008, says it's not too late for her to get into this race, especially since some polls have her tied with Joe Biden in several states.
I'd frankly be shocked if she didn't throw her hat in the ring
you
for
would
2020.
Be.
I would be. I know she's, you know, said, oh, I'm not doing it, but I would be surprised if she didn't come in as a late addition.
How many times does America have to reject her before she understands that it's not happening? I mean, this is going to be...
How many
third
times did Trump run for president?
Third time is a charm? Is that what it's going to be?
Sigh. Yeah.
All right.
If she throws her hat in the ring, will it land on top of Bloomberg's tiny hat?
It very well may. All right. Well, those are the leads for a Veterans Day Monday. It's also a Patriots Monday. And Boomer Esiason will join us coming up at 7 with his thoughts on this week in the NFL and the Patriots and the Eagles on Sunday. Tom Brady will join us at some point on this morning's show. And if you would like to call and you would like to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
Boomer Esiason joins the Greg Hill Show at 7. Now, here's what's trending right here on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. There will always be a vacation, a holiday, or a celebration. Put Awaken 180 to the test this holiday season and lose weight while others are packing it on. I'll tell you what's trending is the Hillman weekend. Good God. What? Aykroyd Friday.
Yeah.
Comics Come Home Saturday.
Yes.
And Bruins last night.
Bruins,
what a horse.
I was disappointed with the energy when it came to the shootout last night.
Low energy. Oh, the shootout.
Low energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Low energy last night.
Pasternak, for all his greatness, cannot score on a penalty shot.
I know. And Marsh, too.
Shootout.
I mean, Marsh, Marsh had a chance last night. So, but you know what? They get a point. They get out of there with a point. Everything's A-okay. Ken.
Sneaky humble brag Instagram post to show that you were still there for overtime.
Thank
you. It's not a humble brag. I am well aware that I am ridiculed for leaving games early. So I wanted to make it clear that I stayed for OT last night.
You didn't get your face in the video, though.
No. Well, Somebody could have posted it for me. Somebody could have sent you video
for you to post.
They could have. Yeah.
Did Young Breece Hill get in the game over the weekend?
He did. Oh, well, Bentley won 70-0
What?
Over Franklin.
Where's
Franklin,
the mercy rule?
Franklin Pierce. And so Breece Hill, the poor kid, he gets in at wide receiver, and they run the ball on down number one, and they score off it. So then that was it. That was his. That was
get
his,
a good
that,
block in on the outside?
It was a block.
They play the Bengals?
Well, the Patriots are off the bye week, but sitting pretty after three AFC teams fall that were in the mix. Kansas City loses at Tennessee, 35-32. Tannehill beats him, Fitzy. What is going on there?
No, that was the game of the year. That was a phenomenal football game. Ryan Tannehill barreling into the end zone for the two-point conversion himself. Where were you when Ryan Tannehill became a man, Ken?
Took a big shot to the head there. Bills lost 19-16 to the Browns in late fashion. Buffalo now 6-3, and the Brian Hoyer-led Colts, Boomer's team, he's got to be upset about that. 16-12 to the Dolphins.
We'll have to ask him about that coming up at 7.
Second straight win for Brian Flores in Miami. Somehow, and the Jets won a game. So a bizarre weekend indeed. Baltimore, the only team that continued to roll. They beat that winless Bengals squad 49-13. Ravens are 7-2. The odds for the week, the Patriots are 3 to 3.5 point favorites at Lincoln Financial 425 Sunday. Fitzy will be there in the parking lots, I understand.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
You'll do well. I've got no worries.
I'm sure it's going to be great. I've never taken a dog food can to the head before, but fingers crossed if I'm lucky.
Last night, Vikings held off the Cowboys, and tonight it's a 7-2 Seahawks at the 8-0 Jimmy G's. That's a good game. 6-point favorite for the Niners tonight. We will join it at 7:30 right after Mutt. That's probably the game of the weekend. And the Celtics lost Gordon Hayward to a fractured left hand.
So disappointing. He's been playing so well.
So now it's Jalen and Jason have to step up.
4 to 6 weeks or something like
that? Well, he's going to see a specialist today to they'll determine the severity, but at least, right, that's the early estimate. Specialist, not good. And our Rob Bradford, rest easy, Hillman, is in Scottsdale, Arizona for the baseball GM meeting, so no worries. We will get all the breaking news as it happens. I've got a pipeline to Rob. Don't worry.
I was going to say, keep a line dedicated just in case you call.
Yes, sir. This is the Greg Hill Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. All
right. People got their ways of coping. Oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck.
Veterans Day, and Texter says that they don't get Veterans Day off because they get the day after Thanksgiving off. But everybody should get the day after Thanksgiving off.
Yeah.
Everybody should get the day before Thanksgiving off as well.
Thank you.
And the day after the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah, and the day after the Super Bowl. Yes, you're right. You're right about that. But it is a Veterans Day, and if you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And there is a Greg Hill Foundation fundraiser going on this morning that I want to tell you about. We are raising funds for the family of Ryan Baldera, who was killed in the horrible accident at the Buffalo Wild Wings yes. in Burlington on Thursday. And we talked about that on the show on Friday. Mm-hmm. And Ryan was a beloved father and husband and son and uncle, and by all reports, did everything that he possibly could to get all of the customers and the workers out of that Buffalo Wild Wings yes. on Thursday after they had an accident with the cleaning fluids. And the foundation is going to match your donations this morning up to $5,000. And we will write a check for his family immediately. So if you're not familiar with the Greg Hill Foundation, our mission is to assist families who are in an emergency situation and to be able to assist them immediately. And that is the case this morning. So you can donate. Doesn't matter if it's $10, $25, whatever you can give, you can donate when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. Make your donation there, and we will write a check immediately to that family. There's the goal of the foundation is to, when it comes to donating to families, is that there's no red tape involved right. and that we're able to give the money immediately. So just make a donation this morning when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. And I checked during the break, and we're already up to over $400 that has been donated. So thank you to those of you who have given and those of you who will give. And you can give when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. It's a tax-deductible donation. We're a registered 501c3 foundation. And if you want more information on what we do, then you can go to thegreghillfoundation.org, or you can follow us on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or any of the social medias. Let's see. Here's a text that says this is a 603 text that says, "Actually, Greg, we need to move Thanksgiving to the last Saturday of the month to make it easier for families to participate.
Oh, yes, right.
Just like Halloween,
so they can get together. Yeah.
I wonder if we're gonna have to. We're actually gonna supposedly." Tomorrow, during the drive home, we're going to get the first real snow of the winter. And so I wonder if there's anything that we need to postpone or move tomorrow.
Yay. Life, because no one has remembered. This is the first time in the season when everyone has to remember how to drive when a snowflake hits the ground.
Yeah. Do you think people around here drive worse in a snowstorm or during a little bit of drizzling rain?
Drizzle.
What is it with that?
I think people have more of a fear of hydroplaning than they do of skidding in snow or slush.
They do?
Yep, I think so. And I think the visibility with rain is a little bit different.
It's like the entire region goes into a panic when raindrops start to fall and people forget how to drive.
Yeah, and people even walking around the city when it's slightly raining, they're acting like they have to cover their face and it's acid rain. They sprint through streets when there's no crosswalk. Yeah.
I'm melting. Help! Yeah. I mean, it is. I think you're right, though. I think people drive worse in a rainstorm than they do in a blizzard, a full on nor'easter.
That snow's not going to stop me. I'll show the snow who's boss.
So we're going to get about, I guess, somewhere between an inch or two of snow, just about the time that you're trying to get out of work and get home.
Great.
It's snowmageddon, folks.
Is it a bombo cyclone?
No.
Nor'easter?
No, there's no kind of bombo.
No bombos?
No bombo genesis. No bombo.
Two bombos
anything.
Right over here.
There she is.
Happy
all right.
Monday.
All right. Hey.
Let's see. Here's a text asking why the Super Bowl isn't moved to a Saturday.
TV. We talked about this on the old show extensively. I think that the host, as far as I'm concerned, I feel like the host city stands to lose too much money if you move the Super Bowl to a Saturday, because a lot of people won't be able to go out, say, the Thursday before versus Friday. So by having it on Saturday, you're going to lose an entire day of revenue.
Bingo.
And they're also going to, in their next collective bargaining agreement, likely go to a 17 or 18 game schedule, and they will have the Super Bowl be on that Sunday before President's Day. That is what Goodell wants to do. So it eventually will be on a Sunday non-work night.
Oh, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. But you're right. So they lose a night of, like, so if they do it on Saturday, everybody goes home on Sunday.
Right.
They lose that extra night of hotels mm-hmm. and dinners and strip joint revenue and all those things that happen when people are going to a Super Bowl.
Is that the profit center?
Yes.
Hotels, restaurants, strip
Magic
joint
revenue.
No, probably strip joint revenue first, and right. then it's hotels, and then it's restaurants.
You know, like the most traveled day of the year is Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. But if you look at like flight pattern maps, you should see like the Friday and Saturday before the Super Bowl and then the Monday morning after it. The United States is just red lines.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And it's mostly private airplanes.
Well, have you ever tried to fly out of a Super Bowl city mm-hmm. anytime Monday
no,
before?
I haven't.
Before, like, well, sorry. Oh. Sorry. Oh. I've been to a few Super Bowls.
Well,
sorry.
Part of.
Five-hour security waits.
It's ridiculous. It's the line stretches out of the airport, and people are not polite. Let me tell you that. People
no?
Are, no. People
don't
are not in a good mood.
Don't you just go to Signature Flight Support
no,
at this
I
point to
Danielle.
Get on the private jet,
no,
Kirk?
No, I don't,
yes.
Danielle.
I think there's
no,
some photos
no,
that might back
no,
that up,
no,
sir.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I get on Spirit Airlines
no,
and make my way
never
back.
Been. That is the
That's what I do.
You have
is.
A better chance of taking the T intentionally than you do of getting on a Spirit Airlines
Somebody
flight.
Please mark down 624 when
you.
Greg lied through his lying face and said he takes Spirit Airlines.
I do.
Someone
I
fire up
$90 so he can bring on a kerchief.
Yeah, not happening. Get out of here.
A kerchief. Yes. I always have a kerchief with me when I'm
That's
flying.
That's right. Do excuse me, madam. I did pay $200 so that I could bring on this bag of pretzels. It is Spirit Airlines. Good day. I'm sorry your team lost the Super of Bulls.
All right. Well, it's a Patriots Monday. There's a lot going on the show this morning, including Boomer Esiason, who is going to join us at 7, about a half an hour from now. And Tom Brady will be on at some point this morning. And Nick is taking his life into his own hands by going to Philadelphia on Sunday to mm-hmm. try to get some video. I hope you're not going to identify yourself as a New England Patriots fan down there.
I have custom ordered a brand new jacket that says on the back, definitely not a Patriots fan.
You could die.
Seriously, I have two kids to raise. Do you think I want their mother telling them that somebody hit me over the head with a portable Weber grill in Philadelphia just because I love rooting for Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Well, I'll do a lot. I've taken a lot of slings and arrows for Brady in my day.
That is the most dangerous city to visit if you're not an NFL fan from that city.
Yeah.
That is the worst place to be.
I already looked up renting Pope Mobiles. I've tried to hire like a PA or a bodyguard. No such luck.
It's a vile crowd down mm-hmm. there.
The Super Bowl in Minneapolis, the most bizarre thing there with the Radio Row is that there was no security getting in and out, or like there was a little tiny rope that separated the media from the fans, and as the week went on, the Eagles fans were like multiplying and standing on top of you, and they'd see you're a Boston radio station,
yeah.
and they'd just start screaming at you for no reason.
They're like the Goonies. Like, yeah, it's like they multiple.
Like
the
Gremlins.
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 Yes, except
yeah, Gremlins.
They're like if the Walking Dead picked a football team.
Yeah,
that's like they're the absolute worst, and they'll just start E A G L E S Eagles chants like the bathroom. Like I was there, I saw Radio Row. It was a freaking disaster.
Ugh. All right. Well, 617-779-7937 is the number to call if you'd like to be on this morning. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. It is a Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I'm ready for you.
the best night for Chris Collinsworth last night, who was dropping a little info on Dak Prescott, and it was wildly inaccurate. I don't know where he gets his show prep from, but he was talking about how Dak had purchased a home for his mother. And it turns out that his mother passed away about 6 years ago or so. So somebody, some producer informed him in the wrong way, apparently. Is that what happened?
Well, he just lost his mind because he couldn't praise Lamar Jackson for a whole game. So he was like, I don't know what to say.
Here's the way that went last night.
He's extra motivated. These are the contract situation. He said, not at all.
I play for free. He got his mom a house. He's happy. He said sponsorships pay for a few other things.
Got his mom a house. No, he didn't get his mom a house.
Oh, no, he did. It's an eternal resting house.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. It's such a big... Yeah, it's because he didn't have a quarterback that he could gawk over and give a three-hour-long tongue bath to. I mean, he loves Dak Prescott, but he ain't no Lamar Jackson. What an absolutely awful look. And, Greg, if you see, like, whenever, like, the show comes to town, there are trucks and trucks of research people, stats guys. It is a production that is of Hollywood size.
But do you think he just throws it out there, like, expecting that, okay, here's a quarterback. He probably got a home for his mama. Mm-hmm. You think he just basically is throwing it out there and hoping that it's right?
Yeah,
or do you think somebody misinformed him, or he misunderstood something that he read when he was prepping?
Yeah, he apologized and said they've talked about it before, and he told us all he ever wanted to do was take care of her and buy her house, like past tense, and he took it as that he had done it present tense.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
Oh, oops.
Oops.
Oops. Reminds me of on the former show when Spaz was asking questions about Heath Ledger, he said, Leith Hedger.
Leith Hedger.
Leith Hedger.
Leith Hedger.
Yeah.
But that went well.
Oh, my
God. Good Lord. All right. It's such a bad look.
Yeah. That was a good game last night, though. I caught the end of it after the Bruins game, and that was a good. And tonight should be a pretty good Monday night game.
Oh, I'd say that was by far the best Sunday of football of the year. Giants Jets was highly watchable. I say Titans Chiefs was the game of the year.
It was. It was.
Football game.
Yeah.
Then you had the 4 o'clock game was the Steelers Rams was watchable. Packers Carolina was great. And then the Sunday night game went down to the wire.
Yeah.
And we finish it off with probably the two best teams in the NFC meeting up on the old Monday Night Football.
When Boomer comes on in about 20 minutes, you're going to ask him about a potential Super Bowl between Tom Brady and...
Ooh, Ragnarok.
Ragnarok? I'm all over it.
Drink.
I haven't asked him that in at least a week.
But how awful are the quarterbacks across the NFL? Watching that yesterday, Brian Hoyer, who shouldn't even be in the NFL, is throwing interception after interception. You've got Ryan Finley starting a game. I mean, Tom Brady will have his choice of team should he decide to become a free agent and play elsewhere.
You also left Jeff Driscoll. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, former target manager Jeff Driscoll started a game yesterday for the Detroit Lions. Oh. Jeff Driscoll.
Okay.
And what an absolute mess. But at the same time, though, some quarterbacks who we had written off and said had no business in the NFL balled out yesterday. Like, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Ryan Tannehill looked awesome yesterday.
Yeah.
He played a hell of a game for the Titans. And if he can play like that, maybe that's not a destination for Mr. Brady next year.
Then again, maybe it is. Maybe they're close, and Brady would put them over the top.
Mm.
No. He's going to the Los Angeles, the San Angeles Chargers, if he goes anywhere. Because
the Philip London Chargers, you mean?
That's right. The English leather.
Yeah.
London Calling, as I like to call them.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why Tom and Giselle bought the house in Greenwich. Because she knows Tom is going to be in London, so it's not going to make any difference.
Right, and he'll be in that Greenwich, and we'll be in this Greenwich. We like symmetry here in the Brady household. No, Philip Rivers cost them single-handedly the game last Thursday night against the Raiders. So if there's any team that needs to overpay, plus LATB12.
You know, the more I think about it, the fact that Brady didn't answer your Greenwich, Connecticut question leads me to think he is definitely leaving. I mean, why wouldn't he snuff that out? If you have this great intel, why wouldn't he say, yeah, but we're staying in New England, or accentuate the fact that we're staying close by? He did nothing.
He can't say anything about anything, Ken.
Yes, he can.
No, he can't.
He can say whatever he wants.
No, because then if he pivots, it's going to be a whole thing.
Ken, we spend an hour sometimes on this radio station dissecting pauses yes. in Brady's speech. If he actually addressed his potential new residential situation, this place would light itself on fire.
Okay, well, we've already addressed it, and he didn't answer it. So either way, we're going to address
it. Well, yeah, but there are a lot of people who believe, I'm not one, but they believe that the home sale, the home purchase, all that stuff is meant to be speculation causing when
right.
it comes to Tom Brady.
Like he's doing it for a reason.
Yes, as if a grown man is figuring out when he's going to put his house on the market so as to get the entire Patriots Nation all worked up and thinking about him. It's the most ridiculous thing
right.
that I've ever
because
heard
he
of.
Just can't come out and say what he wants to say, Greg.
No, how is it ridiculous, Greg? That was released right after the contract negotiations fell through and the Patriots went out and inaccurately reported that he had this $70 million extension when in reality it was a one-year deal.
It takes months to get a home on the market. You got to get a real estate broker. You got to redo the areas where the paint is chipping off and falling off. And I'm sure that over there in Brookline, they had to yank
the paneling off the walls in the basement.
Yeah, right.
That place they had to make sure the new the Corinthian marble was really Corinthian right. in the house.
Yeah. The French limestone needed to be polished.
The gold toilets, of course, in the executive bathroom.
The she shed.
I mean, you got to get a good staging crew to come in and take the perfect photos. Like, Danielle, you angle for the perfect selfie all the time.
All the time.
How much time do you think it is to make Brady's film room, which somebody wants to live in, just look absolutely divine on
absolutely
the Zillow?
Just wonderful. I need to have it.
I don't know. I feel like you're right about the quarterbacks, that he could go anywhere he wanted and probably play another 2 or 3 years. The issue is really the missus, right? I mean, the missus doesn't want him to play anymore.
Well, this is a sign that the missus is taking over, right? Do you think if Brady were staying in New England, he would want to move anywhere? He would just want to stay where he is until he retires and then think about buying the dream house. This is a sign that Giselle is winning.
They do like flipping houses, though. I mean, think about the place in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. or they have the place in New York.
Secondary and tertiary houses, not the primary house.
Yeah, they collect houses, though. And, I mean, maybe they...
almost there.
Flip that house in L.A. for a... Not that they need money, for God's sakes, mm-hmm. but they flipped that house in L.A. to Dre for a pretty penny.
They did? They made money on that?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. $45 million is a pretty nice price tag.
Yeah.
Well, of course, when you got $3 billion because you came up with headphones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was reading about the new home of Bezos over the weekend in Washington, D.C., which he's about to move into.
Yes.
And it has 28 bathrooms.
What do you need 28 bathrooms for? That's FU money. I mean, what is Jeff Bezos? Like, I'm so rich, I can go to the bathroom in 28 places, and he could have a different bathroom in which to go every day in the month of February.
How does, why does a house have... I'm not one who normally says that there's anything wrong with excess.
No.
If you're Jeff Bezos and you worked hard and you made your money and you run Amazon, which is basically more powerful than the federal government, mm-hmm. then I think you deserve whatever you want. But how does anybody need 28 bathrooms? And why does a house have 28 bathrooms?
Well, every guest gets their own bathroom. That's awesome. You have 28 people over?
Bezos isn't having guests at the manse.
He's not?
No.
Oh, no, I'm reading this story right here. It says he's planning on using the home for A-level socializing. So that means if you have, like, the president of Uruguay over, they can go to their own bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, wait a minute. But wait, how does this work? 25 bathrooms, only 11 bedrooms.
Oh, wait. It's 25? I was off
25,
by 3. Okay,
yep.
25 bathrooms.
So 11 bedrooms, 5 living rooms, and only 2 elevators. What a douche.
Only two elevators.
Come on. What, I got to walk to the other wing to take the elevator up a floor? Get out of here.
There are 2.25 bathrooms for every bedroom in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Lock and Fora, by the way, says he's going to buy an NFL team. He wants in. Redskins, maybe. Seattle, if they sell.
Oh,
really?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, he's got, I mean, even after the divorce, He's got so much money.
He's only got $80 billion still.
Is that what he has left after she got $80 billion? He has yeah. 80 left.
Now, if he buys the Redskins, will they be able to deliver a victory in 2 days or less? Had to. Obvious yes. question. Give me yes. the rim shot, Ken. Come on. I know you're reaching for it. Go for it. Wasn't bad. It was a six o'clock hour joke.
And Jeff Bezos is a huge climate change guy, so I'm sure 25 bathrooms in this house is perfectly good for the environment. I'm sure this has been a green production. Mm-hmm.
There are 191 doors in that home that Mackenzie Bezos could have slammed had she stayed with him.
There's 191 doors?
191 doors. Many are either custom mahogany or bronze.
Well, of course they are.
God, this house weighs more than the planet.
You can't have a regular door if you have 25 bathrooms.
Two workout rooms, because, you know, Bezos is shredded.
Uh-huh.
Three kitchens.
Stop showing
off, really.
Honestly, I could get into that because that way you never have to do the dishes. Like, you can use one kitchen and never clean it up. And then the next, you know, when it's next mealtime, you just go to the other kitchen.
Scorch the pots in this one, just leave it alone for a week. Someone will come around on it.
The mansion actually comprises two homes, the Pope and the Wood. Mm-hmm. They both date back to the early 1900s. They're joined by a connecting walkway. There's a garden room, a solarium, if you will. There's a whiskey cellar with drying racks.
I'm down with that.
A walk-in wine room. Yeah. A large lounge complete with bar. Oh, he's got several wet bars, Greg.
Yeah, of course he does.
So what is the ultimate FU room that you can really build in a house when you've got these billions of dollars? Is it like a whiskey cellar? Is it just being able to say, like,
it's
we
a
have
panic
a
panic room like Greg solarium. Has?
Yeah, panic. Well, is panic room? I don't think panic room is FU money. I mean, they're, you know.
I don't know anyone except for you that has a panic room in their home.
What is that?
And
yours
is empty because you ate all the rations. Yes,
but
Greg has
delicious.
A panic room in his home.
I don't have a panic.
Like an apocalypse room, you mean?
No, like if someone comes to get him, and it's like a Liam Neeson movie.
No,
he goes and he hits
Danielle,
the button.
Stop it. I do
the
not
Jodie
have
the Jodie Foster movie.
I don't have anything of the like. I do not have
now
anything.
It's been converted into a reading nook.
I have a panic room. It's called the basement nook. Where I'm sent when I start swearing and drinking too much during tight Patriots games. That's a panic room.
I don't know. There's people who have like drawing rooms where they go and they do their art or whatever. Yeah. Maybe that's too much excess.
In front of that
architect's
desk.
Know.
Oh, yeah. Like that art installation you went to with the mirrors. I would definitely get that in a house.
Oh, yeah.
With the mannequins and the dots. That's awesome.
Every cat could have their own room.
I think 25 bathrooms is like the ultimate show of disgusting wealth. I mean, I don't know how any person thinks a home requires 25 different bathrooms.
And how do you even stock up on toilet paper for that? I mean, toilet paper is something you should never run out of.
I don't think he has a
of.
Problem stocking up on things. I think there's somebody who does that.
He is a Costco.
Yeah, they should
I think
have,
he can order things easily from his company that are sent to his house.
They should have people on staff there ready to assist you.
Here's my question. If you're Jeff Bezos, do you still get the subscribe and save discount? On Amazon?
It's 5%. It's worth
15
it.
If you get 5 things.
What?
Yeah, if you get 5 things and you're subscribing,
well,
save
sounds
it
like
jumps
a
to 15. It's worth
power
it.
Amazon shopper right there.
They lose money on Prime with this kid.
This is a 781 text that says he has three kitchens, each with an island bigger than Rhode Island.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right about
literally.
That.
Literally.
This 207 texter has a friend who has a luggage room.
A luggage room? That's kind of FU money-ish, right?
That's a flex.
Who has that much luggage?
978 texter, my neighbor has a walk-in humidor.
I like that.
Ooh. For cigars.
Yeah.
Is that excess?
I don't walk-in think that's
humidor. Teetering on.
Yeah.
It's more hardo.
Teetering on.
I'd have a brewery in the house.
Yeah.
I would. Yeah. Not even just homebrew. Like, I'd want the whole experience.
Oh, what about a gift wrapping room?
Oh, yeah.
Some people have gift wrapping rooms.
No. That's called, you have a wife that got into a little too much Pinterest and decided she was going to take the spare room and do something with it and has never gift wrapped anything in her life.
Got to love a home cinema, though. Like a good, like, nice leather seats, popcorn machine.
Oh, that would be great. Like to have a kick-ass, especially if you're like me and you watch a lot of television. That would be great.
You should just call yours the Netflix room.
What about a bowling alley?
Yeah.
Oh, that's strong.
Is that excess?
How often do you even use that? See, that's the thing. It really becomes FU money when you have something like that and it never gets used. If you use it, it's like, okay, at least you're making the investment into something that you utilize. But if you have if you're like, we have a bowling alley in the house, but can we turn the machines on? They haven't been oiled in a little while. Then it's like, what, Bill, what are you doing with it?
But if you're Jeff Bezos, you have an opportunity to use a bowling alley. Like, you're going to have some sort of a party with people. And
a
so
Bezos
you're gonna,
bowling party.
And you're going to have the opportunity to use a bowling alley.
I do think that this is the most overrated thing. I had a friend growing up who had a mansion in Weston. His dad was the CEO of MetLife. He had this insane house right at the Weston Golf Club. And it was the least home-feeling home alive. Like, you walk in, it's just massive. Everybody had their own wing. Yeah. Nobody ever had dinner together. Right. Everybody had everything they needed in their own corner of the house.
Weird.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
It's really not as good as it sounds.
I would go for the Silver Spoons thing. I'd even have, like, a train running through the house. I'd have an arcade, mini train.
Yes, Monday.
I mean... there's an opportunity when it comes to the bathrooms. There's a chance that he will never have the opportunity to use all of them.
Right.
Like, he'll probably have one favorite bathroom.
Right.
Where he puts his Amazon Fire or whatever they call their version of the Kindle.
Yep.
Were they Kindle?
Yeah, they're Kindle.
They were Kindle. Yeah. And then he'll never use the other bathrooms. Those will be the guest bathrooms.
Right, with the guest hand towels.
Yeah.
And he'll have the ones with the slightly used hand towels where you're like, is this the person's shower towel? Or can I use this to dry my hands? You know what? I'm just not going to wash my hands. You know what? I'll wipe them on my pants.
And because he's Bezos, do you think he has like an operating system or just like the house is a giant Alexa?
Oh, my God, yes.
Right? The whole house. Alexa is his, like, Iron Man operating system, so he can talk to Alexa.
You better stop saying that word. People
what about, Danielle, what about a billiard room, like the one on Seinfeld?
Yeah, small billiard room.
Small billiard
room. That's not really a few months. A lot of people have,
Indoor. Tables. Here's a texter who says indoor swimming pool. Is that excessive? I guess it is.
Yeah. It's dreamy.
Yeah.
Let's see.
The whole house smells like chlorine all the time.
Here's a 508 text that says, our client has a full fingerprint-coated vault door on his wine cellar hidden behind a bookshelf.
That's cool. Well,
yeah, I mean, if you're going to have one of those rooms, you have to have a secret passageway to get there.
Right. I got it.
Yeah, that's FU money.
The ultimate FU money flex, Batcave.
Well, yes. I mean, he did have
a Batcave, right?
Yes, he did.
With the Batmobile in it.
Yeah, duh.
All of these things, I feel like, have described our friend Ernie Bach very accurately.
Does he have a Batmobile?
He has access to one, yes.
Yeah. It's a replica. Yeah.
But still, it's a Batmobile. You got a Batmobile chilling in front of the Manson Norwood. Not
Batmobile,
a bad day, right?
Mofo.
It's pretty fun.
What about, here's somebody who has built a home recording studio for a customer. Mm. Quilting rooms.
Piano rooms.
But still not 25 bathrooms.
No.
Every room must have its own bathroom at Bezos' place. That's why he has 25 of them.
The walk-in closet has an adjacent full bath.
Do you think the different bathrooms have, like, literally a one or two painted on the door just so you know what's okay and which ones?
Drop a deuce. That's what they need.
Excuse me. Where are you going? I have to just go down the hall to the number two bathroom. Thanks.
And what about the indoor basketball court?
Oh, that's you got to have the high ceilings for that, so. Good. Yeah, not a bad gig.
I wonder if any of those bathrooms are for the help. Like, does the help get to use any of those 25 bathrooms, or do they...
They have a family kitchen, which I'm assuming is where the help works, so I would figure that any of the bathrooms that they would be allowed to use would be in and
around
that area.
So one of the three kitchens is called the family kitchen? Yeah. What does that mean?
Staff kitchen.
It's the staff kitchen. Yeah.
How about an indoor pizza parlor, like with a nice stone hearth?
Yeah.
Right?
I like that. By the way, he also has a one-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath carriage house, really slumming it there, that will house a caretaker with a rooftop garden across the top.
Oh, that's where the caretaker lives?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you got to have separate quarters for the caretaker.
That's a great gig, by the way. If you can become, like, the property caretaker for a guy like Bezos.
Well, because Bezos probably has... How many houses does he have? This is not his only place.
Washington.
He probably has 10 houses.
Seattle.
So he's only there. It's like the guy who bought the penthouse... At the new Four Seasons in Boston, is that the Oracle guy who bought that?
I forget.
He paid I think he paid $45 million for the penthouse.
Jeez. Right off.
On the new Four Seasons down by the Sheraton there, down by Capitol Grill. And how often do you think he's going to use it? I mean, he'll probably be here like max 1 month a year.
Two to four weeks a year.
If that.
And last June, he spent $80 million on a set of three New York City apartments that were adjacent so that he can make it all one big unit.
Is that true?
According to Business Insider.
Yeah.
When I left when I left New York City, there were all these super, super deluxe high-rises going up all over town, and the top floors were going for anywhere between $40 and like $80 million, Greg, and they're all going to like Saudi prince and oil money, and literally use them as one-night crash pads and party palaces for a day. And they can just buy $80 million penthouses in Manhattan and use it for a night.
I think the most expensive place in New York just sold for $220-something million. So if you're spending $220 million on a condo in New York City, then you definitely have FU money. Definitely have FU money.
And I'm going to Philadelphia next Sunday to make an extra $200.
And you're putting your life at risk. You're putting your absolute life at risk.
Help
by going
me, Jeff
down
Bezos.
There.
It's
$238 million penthouse.
Yeah.
Ken Griffin, that founded Citadel, the hedge fund, purchased that.
How much? $238
million? $238 million. It's at 220 Central Park. I believe the listing price was $250 million initially when it went on the market back in June.
How many bathrooms?
Hold on one second. Let's see.
Probably doesn't have 25 bathrooms.
What's
like
the HOA fee?
$9 million a month.
What, do you get like a 40-year mortgage on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
10-year fixed.
Did he have to get PMI?
Over 30.
Got to get mortgage insurance on that?
I don't know if you need PMI. Well, I mean, you probably have enough for the down payment to avoid the PMI
on that.
I'm
sure
he
paid cash for it. I'm pretty sure that the hedge fund guy paid cash for it.
Let's see, it's 24,000 square feet. I'll have to see if I can get the room breakdown.
Kidding
me?
That's not bad for $238 million. 24,000 square feet in New York City.
Damn, son.
All right. If you want to call, you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Boomer Esiason is going to join us in just a moment or two, and we'll talk about this week in the NFL and get Boomer's thoughts on Pat's Eagles on Sunday. I would like to mention that we are doing a Greg Hill Foundation fundraiser this morning for the family of Ryan Baldera, who was killed in the accident at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Burlington on Thursday. Beloved father, beloved husband, beloved son, and just a tragedy all around. The foundation is matching your donations this morning up to $5,000. So you can give in any amount when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And we will write a check for his wife and family immediately. And we talked about this on Friday, but they had an accident with the cleaning fluids.
Yes.
And this guy...
He stepped up and was a huge hero because he got everybody out of there to safety and was managing the situation.
He got everybody out of there.
And at the loss of his own life, unfortunately. Yeah. He did what he needed to do.
Absolute horrible tragedy. And so you can give when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And we are matching your donations this morning all the way up to $5,000. I want to thank those who have given and those who will give at the Greg Hill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.